producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, Magic Pills, the movie. Magic Pills, the movie. That's going to be about homeopathy. We're going to have fun with that. 2 days in a row, Super Don, I'm being a good homeopath. I'm actually talking homeopathy. It must be like some kind of Jewish guilt. It's like, finally, right? Nobody get the folks that are starting to step up around
listen,
the world.
We've known for a long time you are a self-hating Jew. So,
oh, that's who says that? Was that Liam that says that or Richard Pearl? Who says that?
Actually, that originally came from Jon Stewart.
Oh, that's right. Jon Stewart. That's right.
That was the bit that he did when he was trying to make the point that you can't say anything bad about Israel.
Right.
And so every time that he would say something about Israel that maybe was, you know, they were doing something wrong, then everybody started yelling at him. And one of the guys called him a self-hating Jew.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Thank you for that lineage. I can't keep up with all of this stuff, man. There's even more stuff I can't keep up with a little later as the Michigan town. It's not only the lead and Flint, but the black tar-like oil dropping from the sky. Well, we're going to try and figure out what that is.
Yeah. One of the other things you can't keep up with is holidays.
What's that? Is it a holiday? Did I miss a holiday?
It is. Today is a cow milked while flying in an airplane day.
What did you say?
Yes, it is. A cow milked while flying in an airplane day.
It was on
this day in 1931 that part of an international air exposition in St. Louis, Missouri, when there was a cow was flown on an airplane, and during flight, the cow was milked, and they parachuted the milk down to the spectators.
Ooh, you know what?
It would have been raw milk, too.
It would have been raw milk. You caught that. Right. I said immediately the FDA would be freaking out today if that happened. We'd have to pasteurize it on the way down, right? And then call out the Army to nuke the milk in the air, right? Let's get some harp action.
Anti-raw milk artillery, yes.
A little harp action on that. Wow, that's pretty wild. I had no idea. They took a cow in an airplane and milked it, and then evidently they milked a lot of stuff, so the cow was not upset by flying.
It was actually part of a publicity stunt, and they were doing a scientific study on the effects of air travel on livestock.
Well, yeah, we have to know if we're going to put them in cattle class or if they drive first, you know, right?
True
now,
story.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Is there something like when cows fly? No, when pigs fly, but they couldn't milk a pig, so they had to put a cow up there.
Yeah, can you milk a pig? I don't know.
I'm not aware of milking pigs.
Good.
You could throw a pig in milk. I think that was in Charlotte's Web. They washed him in milk. Was it Wilbur or Orville? Who was the pig? Orville? I don't remember. Going back.
You got me on that one. I don't know.
All right. Well, maybe Barry Manilow will call him. All right. First up, the stories today, this hour. Oh, by the way, before we get to the first story, guess who I booked for tomorrow? I went behind your back and booked him. You wouldn't have any idea. The paleocardiologist.
No, you got me on that one. What?
The paleocardiologist, Dr. Jack Wolfson.
Jack Wolfson.
Yeah,
he is. You know, I saw something just recently on Facebook by him. It was directed at pediatricians saying, hey, guys, show me the studies that have been done to show that the combination of all of these vaccines given are safe and effective.
Yeah. Jack does. He's fearless, dude. He just takes it to him.
He's like the pediatrician Rambo.
Yeah. And he's going to be at the Cal Jam. He's worth the price of admission right there. If you haven't booked your tickets, get your tickets. Stop waiting. Get your tickets to Cal Jam. I want to see you out there. Ty Bollinger and I will be there. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be there. Dr. Mercola, Aaron Elizabeth, of course, Billy D. I'm only touching the surface, and some of the folks we've already had on. We'll have some more that we're going to feature in the next couple of weeks before we get out to Southern California. Thank goodness in time that they claim to have capped the gas leak. I don't know if this is a true story. I'm suspicious. The massive gas leak in L.A., they yep. say that they finally bagged it, stuffed it with concrete, and it took. But I'm thinking there's probably so many other little leaks that I'm just suspicious that they've actually capped it all. I don't know, but could be good news.
Well, listen, capping any of it is progress. I mean, we can't you know knock them too hard, but
I'm glad if it's happened. Yeah.
Question is, the damage that's been done, how do you deal with that now?
Yeah, I mean, they have, 67 lawsuits now to deal with, in addition to all the people they put up in hotels that they're going to say, you can come home now, or what if you had to sign a long-term lease? I don't know how you're going to work around that.
Yeah, well, and there's definitely a detox situation that needs to be taking place there.
Heck yeah. No, I think I'm going to talk with the doc of detox tomorrow on Detox of Friday. In fact, we had a question of the day related to airborne toxicity, so we'll hit that tomorrow. We do have a question of the day on nebulization, so we will deal with some respiratory stuff today. So stand by. Don't you wait. I mean, yes, do wait. Don't you go away. Hang out with me. All right, what else we got? Oh, this is the story. Fluoride Action Network. Remember Dr. Paul Connett? He goes, I mean, I had him on probably before you and I started working together. This guy from Fluoride Action Network, British guy. Brilliant on the issue of fluoride, and he is also like a Jack Wolfson fearless. He will just call anybody out on the fluoride. You show me the safety and efficacy studies of adding fluoride to water, that it does anything but negative things to you. And how many times have we said over the time since the Flint, Michigan issue came up with the lead in the water that the fluoride is as bad or worse? In fact, it might be facilitating the leaching of lead from the pipes. And they acknowledged the stuff that they added in. And fluoride is number one on the list of nasties when you do this because it increases the uptake of heavy metals. Now, before it even does that, of course, it acidifies the water. Fluorosilic acid, I believe it is, that they add to the water is corrosive. And it literally will strip any of these lead, what do you call them, the joints that might be soldered in lead that are still in those old pipelines, which exist in a lot of places. Even brass fittings that contain lead. The fluoride running through those pipes is going to release the lead. And so, through all of this, any municipality is considered... I mean, I don't see any news on the issue of fluoride added to the water, how it contributes to the mess, specifically. You know, they talk about chemicals in a generic sense, but they don't want to admit that fluoride added to the water increases heavy metal uptake no matter where it is. Have I missed something in that regard? Are there more questions now finally coming to play on all of the municipal systems that may be compromised, that maybe we should rethink the fluoride in the water?
I have not seen anything regarding fluoride whatsoever, except for this article we found here at fluoridealert.org.
Yeah, Paul Connett again. In fact, many cities across the United States have higher rates of lead poisoning than Flint, including at least six other fluoridated cities in Michigan itself. So if you say Flint was bad, and we have at least six other fluoridated cities that are as bad or worse, as we talked about with Mike Adams, tip of the iceberg here, this is an absolute disaster. And if you're not filtering your water in some way, shape, or form, you're just asking for trouble. You got to seriously divert funds into something, even if it's a simple topical, you know, put a tub of something and throw it through, like a zero water thing, which is very inexpensive relative to some of the things you can do. We live in a place where they don't fluoridate the water, thankfully, but there is chlorine, and I had installed a whole house water system, multi-stage filtration, and then we have the Echo water on, you know, at the point of use that I talk about in the sink. So everything we use is not only filtered coming into the house, but even filtered more before we use it. And then, of course, for our drinking water, we get the molecular hydrogen from the Echo unit. And if you're interested in learning about the technology, go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook. It'll go into all the science there, why that's important. But I realize there are many ways to purify water. And I'm for all of them. Obviously, the more you do, the better. The better you do, the better you'll do. And, you know, even when we talk with Dr. Daryl Wolf about the restructuring of water and altering it, all of these things do have a functional role to play. You know, we put on one of those shower heads that he sent me, and it does. It changes the way the water feels. There's no doubt about it. So there's more on this, but the thing is, detoxification. What are we going to do? We've got to detoxify. What are we going to? Well, they're not doing intravenous chelation. Could we at least tell them, hey, call up King Bio and get the heavy metal detox? At least that, or have them take more selenium. My kids take selenium and chromium and silicon. They take the things that we talk about here. And we're not even knowingly exposing ourselves to toxic water to the degree the people in Flint and other areas are. And to add insult to injury, Super Don, did you see the price tag, the water bills out of Flint, Michigan?
I did, and adding insult to injury, right?
Yeah.
I think they surveyed, it was like 500 communities nationwide, and they found that Flint, Michigan, while they were all being served poisonous water, mm-hmm. with lead in it, they were getting also charged the most for their water bills than anyone else in the country. So they were paying more for poisonous water.
And you know what? They had changed the water supplies to save money, supposedly.
Whoops.
Whoops. We're going to charge
you
more.
You're doing it wrong.
You know what? Lead is heavy. It's expensive to transport, even in water pipes. We got to charge you extra, you people of Flint.
That's right.
How horrible is that? And as we said, this is not an issue of race, even though it's going to be made a racial issue and already has, because you'll find full-on white communities, red communities, black communities, Latino communities, everybody's going to be impacted by this. And thanks to the work of the health ranger, Mike Adams, we're going to find out more about that. Go back to our archive show. Was it Monday show we did that with Mike, where he talked about EPAWatch.org?
EPAWatch.org, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely check that out. And if you're a healthcare provider, you might be able to be qualified to take a sample and send it in to that forensic lab that he's running to help determine whether the water you're drinking in your city is also contaminated with heavy metals like lead and more. Probably loads of mercury in the water there and elsewhere. Stop it with the fluoride already, please. Check out this article at fluoridealert.org. We've got it linked up in the show notes as well. Updates coming to the Robert Scott Bell Show website. Easier access to archives already there, thanks to Super Don. And thanks to Millennial Morgan for hooking us up with another round of good show notes. Check it out. Say thanks to our sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Magic Pills, the movie coming up, too.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right. We got Super Don hanging out, making it sound good. We got Ben on the board. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can use that. Leave a message. Or go to robertscottbell.com and leave a message there. And we'll get back to you. In fact, we're about to do that. I think that we call that point in time is a question of the day. We might as well play it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, and we have a lovely named listener to ask this question. Her name, Francesca. I like that, Francesca.
Francesca.
It's spelled Francesca, but I know it's Francesca. And, yeah, Francesca. I just like that name. That's a cool name. She asks, she says, "Hi, Robert. I came across a video on YouTube regarding colloidal silver." She mentioned sovereign silver. "I just received mine today, and I'm so happy I came across your video. It was very helpful and informative. Thank you." What video, Super Don? I don't even know what video this is. There's
about
probably loads of them.
Silver?
Yeah, there's probably a few of them floating around the interwebs, right?
I'm trying to think if we... I don't know if we specifically did one, but I know there are some other ones that you've spoken about. In fact, you remember the videos that you did for iHealthTube?
Yeah, no, those are out. I don't recall this subject, so I guess we can tie it in. I don't know which one. Maybe it was that. You're right. iHealthTube's still floating around out there, I think on YouTube now.
Yeah.
She says, "I was wondering if I could use a nebulizer and add the colloidal silver in there to use on my nine-month-old baby. He's usually very healthy, but he recently started daycare and caught something there. Seems like all the babies are congested. Anyway, I would love to know how much to put in a nebulizer and how often to do it for. Thank you in advance." And that's from Francesca. And I appreciate the question. Indeed, you know, I've been utilizing silver in this form the bioactive silver hydrosol since my kids were little, especially my daughter, and we haven't had to resort to antibiotics ever in their lives. And as I've said, it's not that I think that there's never a place for them. No, there is. That's emergency medicine. When you got a crisis, it can be a lifesaver. But if you know how to use the silver, I believe that you would never, yes, capital N-E-V-E-R, never need to resort to an antibiotic. If you have the right form and you utilize it appropriately, right? There are times where you even have the right silver, but you're not using it the right way, delivering it where it needs to go, for instance. And in this case, it is a delivery where it needs to go question. Because if you have congestion in the sinus cavity or the lungs, there's a cough that lingers. We talk about all the benefits of silver: antimicrobial, down-regulating tissue inflammation, up-regulating healing of tissue, modulating immunity, all of that. Delivering it where it needs to go is critical, and that's the difference. All those years ago, we had that Vietnam veteran. Remember Joe from Abilene?
Good old Joe.
Yeah, I hope he's still doing well.
All the time.
Yeah, and he was the guy that was like the most profound in his experience because he was suffering with pneumonia that he had been through a full year of different antibiotics, almost a new one every month through the VA, including $1,000 a month pills, whatever they were. It was ridiculous. Nothing worked. He heard about the silver. He nebulized it, and 24 hours later, he had overcome pretty much all of the pneumonia. Now, in terms of safety for a nine-month-old, I've got no concern. Let me just say that. Concern for that. I've done it with my children because there's nothing harmful to these babies in this form. It's a pharmaceutical-grade purified water base. And so for an adult, I would put a teaspoon, because it's already in its water. You don't add anything. And you put a teaspoon in the nebulizer cup. Now, for a little baby, you don't need a teaspoon. But if you use the teaspoon part of it, then you can stop it at any point. You know, you control the on-off switch on the nebulizer. So it almost doesn't matter. But you can put a quarter teaspoon in there. That's enough to keep it going. And then you just breathe it in. And it's very simple. Now, of course, sending your kid into daycare with a lot of vaccinated, snot-nosed little babies is a workout for the immune system. So keeping that baby strong, that means also you keeping strong and making sure you're delivering, Francesca, good organic breast milk if you're still doing that. If not, then, of course, organic substitutes rather than the GMO soy isolates that are, you know, pretending to be something that's good for the kids as far as breast milk substitutes at 9 months of age. So be careful what you put into that baby, but utilizing the silver would be helpful. Also colostrum, and also homeopathic medicine, safest medicine on the planet. Give us a call. Give our friends at King Bio a call. Dr. King will hook you up. Some good remedies for coughs and colds that are safe for babies, too. All right, that's the nebulizing silver question from Francesca. When we come back, we will talk homeopathy. Yes, more homeopathy. There's a movie that's being produced called Magic Pills. We've talked to her before. We're going to talk to her again. Ananda Moore joins me after the break, and you will check out and see her video online. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Ananda Moore. 4 years ago, I set out on a journey to find out if there was any substantial and compelling evidence out there to support the idea that homeopathy is an effective form of medicine. Found out that there is a movement out there working to actively discredit and suppress the evidence that already exists. And this is because there's so much at stake for the current medical system if we learn that alternative medicine is safe and effective.
This is stunning, folks. We got a movie being produced that's going to reveal, blow the lid off of the suppression of science as it relates to one of the most predominant methods of healing on planet Earth. Homeopathic medicine. It's amazing. And I met my guest that's going to join me momentarily at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference in Dallas last year. There's going to be another one in St. Pete later this year as well. And it's just so amazing that finally homeopathy may be coming out of the woodwork. Long overdue, of course. Long time overdue. And with that, I'm going to welcome from Magic Pills, the movie. We got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Ananda Moore is with us now. Well, the kids know what's good for them, Ananda.
Well, that's the best welcome I've ever had, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, I'm so excited about it. I mean, it was great to meet you last year, and you've got... Oh, we're going to see you up in Toronto when we're together at the Total Health Conference in Toronto. So I'm very excited that we'll get to see you native Canadians.
Woohoo! We're looking forward to welcoming you.
Awesome. Now, this clip that Super Don pulled out of the movie, and of course we want to see this thing completed. We'll talk about that as well. It really does lend itself to go where we haven't discussed before, the active suppression of homeopathy in the scientific realm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's become a fairly, what I would call a serious problem, in that we're not allowing the information and the evidence out there because it's such a threat to the, you know, the current medical system as it stands. And I know you're well familiar with that idea, and I'm sure so are your listeners, as that's a problem across the board. But we've really become the butt of skeptics in a very serious way. Not too long ago, a very popular Canadian television show aired by CBC called Marketplace, which is like a consumer watchdog series, very graphically attacked homeopathy and very specifically homeoprophylaxis.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happened, it really started to affect legislation in Canada. So the Canadian Pediatric Association started lobbying quite strongly to limit remedies that are available for children. Soon, cold, cough, and flu remedies for children are going to be taken off the shelves here in Canada.
Wow.
And nosodes, which are a specific type of remedy made from usually some kind of pathogen, are going to sport fancy new warning labels stating that not only are these not considered an alternative to vaccination, but that they're not recommended for use in children.
Wow. You see, you got the same problem up there in Canada we have in the States. I demand separation of medicine and state, because these yahoos in the government, they literally worship at the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And they sacrifice children. The sacrament in that church is vaccination. The needle's a big pharma. And, you know, this schism going all the way back to Samuel Hahnemann. He was a physician of his day who said, I'm basically so disgusted with the methods we use for healing or killing patients that I'm going to try something else. And that's how it motivated him to find what would later be called homeopathy. And we're still dealing with the schism today. The people that don't see any problem with poisoning patients in the name of healing them, which is the exact opposite of what we as homeopaths do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to be careful about what I say now, because as a regulated healthcare professional, it is now considered out of my scope of practice to discuss vaccinations. So, no, my heart is with you.
Well, I can let loose on it. They might kick me out of Canada, but I'm gonna be speaking about these issues. I better be quiet. No, I'm gonna be perfectly in line with you, Canadians. No controversy whatsoever. Oh my goodness! Now, the process of the coverage of the suppression of science. I think you actually got to interview some of the skeptics, did you not, or at least one?
Yeah, I got two, actually. Dr. Stephen Novella, who gave me a very pleasant interview, and Dr. Joe Schwartz, who in Canada is probably one of the most outspoken skeptics. He has his own radio show and is a professor at McGill University and heads, I can't remember the name of the organization right off the top of my head right now, but they're like a skeptic organization funded by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, the Schwartz is definitely not with him. And Novella, Super Don, Novella, we've covered Novella on Stories, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think we have. Well, Super Don will chime in eventually on that subject because he loves taking on the skeptics. Because, you know, it's not that he's not skeptical and I'm not skeptical of things. It's just when you shut down completely based on a religious view, a dogma that you hold, that's no longer skepticism. That literally is basically a closed mind, and a closed mind is a terrible thing.
Or as we like to call it, scientism.
Scientism, exactly. It's a religion. It is not science anymore. Mm-hmm. And those skeptics practice it all too well with quite a lot of vitriol. So they probably didn't know your perspective on homeopathy when you interviewed them.
No, they didn't. And Joe is actually attacking my business, not knowing that it was my business, because we've been a little bit in the public eye as my business partner has teamed up with the University of Toronto to do a fantastically well-designed study on the use of homeopathy in ADHD. Joe was kind of upset at
how dare you not promote the use of crystal meth and methylphenidate for kids with ADHD.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. Outrageous. But we're talking with Ananda Moore. And she is the producer-filmmaker here of the movie Magic Pills. And it's in process. It's almost done. And I will want to, you know, urge all of y'all that get so moved to watch some of the previews on it. Also, you have a specific request to help get this thing fully completed, right? There's a few more stages left in terms of editing, post-production.
That's right. We're now entering the post-production phase, which requires months of editing. We're looking to include some vibrant animation. And, you know, we still have to worry about things like legal fees because we're stepping into such controversial material.
Really? How could they sue on a documentary unless you lied about somebody? I mean, it's a documentary, is it not?
It is a documentary, but they're fairly powerful and they like to go after people. And they like to make examples of us. So we need to make sure our lawyer goes through things with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that we're not leaving ourselves open.
Gotcha. Vulnerable to attack. Well, that's a good plan then.
And also so we can get insurance so that it can be shown in festivals and on television and wherever else we can get it out there.
Yeah, I want to see this on Netflix eventually.
Exactly. That's my goal.
Yay. So what can people do to help make this a reality?
So we have a crowdfunding campaign set up right now through an organization called Seed and Spark, and their website is Seed, SEED AND, Spark, SPARK.com, and they help support indie film and get it finished and produced. So you can go to that site, you can make a contribution. We've got some amazing incentives from e-courses on homeopathy, we have an e-course with Tatiana Obunkhanich, who's an incredible immunologist.
Yes, we featured her here. We all met at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference. She's absolutely terrific. And I think she might be actually keynoting the next one in St. Petersburg, Florida. Yeah, which would be great. Also, the link to the Seed and Spark campaign is also available. There's a hot link right there at magicpillsmovie.com, which we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, of course.
And it isn't just financial. If it's, you know, if people want to support, and right now it's not within their means, just following the campaign can be very significant for us. When we reach 500 followers, a whole bunch of assistance opens up to us in terms of post-production, access to music, even hard drives, and guaranteed distribution, not necessarily that we'll use their distribution, but it becomes an avenue that's available to us.
Nice. Now, this really is, Ananda, this is such a big deal. I want to just say this. This is not you saying it, this is me saying it, because we've been suppressed as homeopaths for a long time and attacked, if you will. And this movie threatens to blow the lid off a lot of this stuff. And that's why I think there will be pushback on this. And I'm just thinking of, you know, all the friends that I have out there, like Mike Adams with Natural News, of course, Ty Bollinger and the things with the truth about cancer and the truth about vaccines coming out. There's a lot more we could do all together here. Also, Sayer G from Green Med Info, you know, always pushing the science envelope in a good way. So there are a lot of folks that could help come on board here.
Well, if they're willing to come on board, I would open my arms quite widely and ask them to join us in our work for sure. Yeah, I think there's a lot that could happen with this film. We just need to get it out there, and we need to get it seen by as many eyeballs as possible, and that takes a little bit more money.
Yeah, it always does, but I know people are working hard behind the scenes, including yourself, to make this, and this is absolutely a profound, powerful, wonderful cause for healing. Magic Pills the Movie, magicpillsmovie.com, and it is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Ananda, you know, if there's any more updates you want to let me know about, please just send it my way. We'll maybe get you back on, or I'm going to try and put the word out for you. I really believe in your project, and I want to see it succeed.
Thank you so much, Robert.
And I'll see you in Toronto, you hockey puck.
I'm a what?
is that rude to call a Canadian a hockey puck? I was still trying to figure that out.
I would think so. A hockey puck doesn't feel like intelligent or unabused.
That's okay. Then I take it back. Just silly me. All right, back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Super Don, I asked you a question in the last segment about a skepduck, and you don't answer. You're too busy talking on somebody's phone call or something.
I'm sorry. I'm a busy guy. What was the question?
No, you lose out. You don't get that question anymore.
Okay.
I got you red meat, and you didn't eat it. You're a vegetarian now. That's fine. You can
eat me. I'm a paleo. I
Cajun
can eat any time.
Vegetarian. Okay. Yeah, the paleo cardiologist will have something to say about that tomorrow.
There you go.
I do want to ask you a question, though, about something last hour we covered with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty.
Yeah.
The whole Apple versus the NSA or FBI, right? The FBI wants
right.
a back door in, right?
Right? Yeah.
Do you have an iPhone?
I do not. Do I have an iPhone? No, I do not have an iPhone. I will never. I hate iPhones.
Okay.
I've never been a fan of Apple product, Mac, iPhone. I think they suck.
How do we work together then? How's that
yeah,
possible?
Yeah. Well, we've managed to, you know. Come on, opposites attract, I guess.
We somehow get along.
But you know what? Listen, you understand that the whole thing, the FBI wanting backdoor access to the iPhones that's not unprecedented.
What do you mean?
Because the Gershon Institute's been trying to get backdoor access to me for a couple of years now.
That's true.
So, I mean, they started both of
them. There's some lovely people that really care about your liver, Super Don. You should be grateful.
No backdoor access here. Nope.
But no, it's coffee enema time. That's all. It's not the same thing as the FBI and Apple. That's a whole different thing. But thanks for bringing that up. Speaking of tar-like things that are mysterious, except this time coming from the sky, let's go back to Michigan, almost where we started this hour.
Oh, this is a bizarre story.
Yeah, this is the X-Files story before the X-Files finishes up this week. A city in Michigan is perplexed after a tar-like substance has rained down on their cars and porches and driveways this week. A black, oily substance. I mean, is that like Zeus from Mount Olympus doing a coffee enema? I don't want to know if that's the case. What
they have tried to figure out what this is.
They don't know.
Maybe it was like a nearby coal plant or something like that, and that's
sure.
not it. They thought it might be military planes flying over that might have dropped something.
Mm-hmm.
They've said, no, that's not it. I did my own independent research, though, and I think I have figured out what it is.
You super down and figure out what it
yes.
is?
Yes. I'm almost positive. I had to go back to some, mm-hmm. it's really some old technology, some old things from, gosh, this was like 9 years ago that this okay. was actually brought to light on the internet.
So this was after the X-Files went off the air the first time?
Yes, and I think it has come back
okay.
to haunt the folks of this town again. This is what I think it is.
Chocolate rain, it's very quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain, using you to fall back down again.
It's chocolate rain.
What the hell is chocolate rain? I've heard of purple rain. What is chocolate rain? Where did you get that?
You've never heard that before?
No, I don't know what chocolate rain is.
No, like, gosh, I'm pretty sure it was about 9 years ago. This guy, Tayson Day is his name.
Yeah.
And he came out with this song. Now, the song itself, the lyrics have to do with the oppression of African Americans.
Okay. And, so it's sort of a political oriented
yeah,
song.
Yeah, it is. And actually, if you listen to the lyrics, I mean, it's kind of a powerful song. But people just took off with this thing, just mocking it and doing parodies of it. And he actually became one of the first really notable YouTube icons, famous YouTube people.
Wow.
Yeah, called Chocolate Rain. Tayson.
So it's not just the audio, it's the video that people are...
Well, listen, the video is not very exciting because all he does is kind of just sit there and talk and sing. He actually plays the piano. That's him playing the piano. And he did this weird thing because every time that he would go to take a breath, he'd lean away from the microphone. And yeah, there were
so it was quirky. Everything hit, and he became an internet YouTube sensation.
I think to date, he's got over 106 million views on that video.
Wow. Well, we don't know if this is chocolate rain in Michigan, but that's an interesting possibility, a theory. We haven't looked into it further. If anybody knows,
know anything about chocolate rain?
No, I don't get out much. You know that. It's my garden. That's about it nowadays. Right. Anyway, hey, folks, great show. Thanks, Super Don. Thanks, Ben on the board. Thanks to Ananda. Check out Magic Pills movie. And, of course, Jonathan E. Ward, Cheryl Chumley, and Norm Singleton. Remember Cheryl's new book, The Devil in D.C. Pretty interesting stuff. All right, we're going to take a break back tomorrow. Jack Wilson, the Doc of Detox, and we're going to detox some airborne stuff tomorrow. So you want to be with us. It's true. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.